Our planet is in crisis. We're facing an existential change which suggests that this planet and the humans in this planet are facing problems which will extend for the next one or two generations, and we're making the planet uninhabitable. How can we best understand positive sustainable development under those circumstances, and therefore what is strong sustainability? And I say this because we've had sustainable development as one of the key motifs of our time for the last 30 years, and yet it has made little difference to our understanding of the ways in which we can bring about actual change. And therefore we need to bring about a kind of strong sustainability, which brings together, on the one hand, negative sustainability, which is stopping things happening, mitigating climate change, stopping carbon emissions, stopping pollution. But we also need positive sustainability. And for that, we need to move towards an understanding of how the contribution of all domains of social life are important: economics, ecology, politics, and culture. Not just an emphasis on ecology as the externality of economics. So what I'm really saying is that sustainable development as a discourse has been deeply problematic. And one of the bases of that has been the triple bottom line notion. It has put the economy at the center of the way in which we understand social life. It means that the economy rules. When we talk about sustainability in that economic, social, and environmental nexus, as the United Nations would use it and as most corporations would use it, sustainability becomes a small entry point at the center of the nexus of that Venn diagram. It seeks, in a positive sense, to support ameliorative efforts that take the environment into account, but it assumes the centrality of the modern as the measure of progress. It assumes a human-centered paradigm with us as carers of nature, and it assumes market-driven economic growth. Even the Sustainable Development Goals have market-driven economic growth at the center of what they say is human flourishing. My argument would be that human flourishing is much more comprehensive and relates to that range of things which includes cultural and political flourishing, as well as economic and ecological flourishing. So if we start to go through the problems with these things, we can even see that the circular economy is deeply problematic. It's based, I would argue, on a more extensive exploitation of nature while mitigating waste. It supercharges the commodity chain. Yes, it does good things. It decenters the human without annulling human being and its responsibility. It certainly decenters the economy in little ways, but it actually doesn't decenter the economy at all in the end, because it turns back to what commodities. How can we, and this is the Ellen MacArthur Foundation argument, how can we seek to rebuild capital, whether this is financial, manufactured, human, social, or natural? It makes capital or economic meaning of value at the core of what it's saying. It's about the flows of goods and services. And so that systems diagram, which is built around it, the beautiful butterfly diagram, is an economic value circle. If we then move to the Sustainable Development Goals, we find exactly the same thing. The Sustainable Development Goals still have one of their major targets as economic growth. But it's more than that. Economics actually dominates the whole of the Sustainable Development Goals. You look at the 17 goals and they seem to be spread with most of them in ecology. But when you look at the targets, most of the targets, the largest number of targets, are in economics and the next one in ecology. It is the same process of thinking about the relationship between the economy as centered and ecology as the externality. If you look at the targets in detail and the map that we've done through circles of social life according to those domains of social life, means that in particular culture is left out completely. In the political domain, there are 39 targets, but they're mostly associated with governance. And a lot of the other areas of politics, like justice and law, are minor by comparison. If you go to the question of culture, what you find is a culture gap. Most of the targets are not cultural at all. Even in the question of gender, which is taken very seriously by the Sustainable Development Goals, they're not cultural questions of a gender and identity, the meaning of our relationships to others, the sense of well-being, the questions of human flourishing. They're actually about gender as training in relation to economics, or gender as access in relation to politics. in the culture gap, there are 15 things which are in education, 15 targets out of 16. So the whole of that process of circles of social life enables us to see the sustainable development goals for what they are, still bound by the same discourse of the economic dominance of growth. What I'm really arguing, therefore, is we have to understand what we call positive sustainable development and therefore strong sustainability. That means looking very seriously at the domains of economics and ecology and treating them very seriously for what they are. Economics is much more than just financing and production. It is also many other questions of consumption and of work and leisure, of technology and infrastructure, and of the distribution and circulation of resources. Ecology is much more than just about energy. It's many other things, including human bodies inside ecology. But in particular, I want to talk about politics and culture. Strong sustainability is about how you bring negative sustainability together, where positive sustainability is about treating all of those life forms as related to human flourishing.